So with that, I'm going to hand the meeting over to Paul.
I hate talking into mics. My voice sounds really funny. Yeah, I'm Paul Menedit.
Hi, Paul.
Yes, nice to be here. It's nice to be asked or ask. I don't normally come to this meeting. You know what I mean? I'm kind of like, this is where you all kind of hang out, is it, on a Friday night or whatever. You know what I mean? I wondered why, like, a few of the meetings I was going to weren't as busy, you know what I mean? I said I'd always come and do a share, though. Because, you know, what I was brought up on was sharing, you know what I mean? And I kind of like, don't like listening to two addicts for too long. I'll be honest. You know, sort of like, and you know what I mean? So I kind of like, I'm more into sharing, listening, and then sharing from the floor or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, so, but it's okay to have a night off, you know what I mean? I would see this as having a night off coming down here or whatever. If I wasn't sharing, I was sitting in the audience or whatever, you know what I mean? That would be a night off for me, you know what I mean? Sort of like, you know, I got 10 years in December. I kind of like have worked hard at this. You know, whether I've done things the wrong way or the right way. You know, I've always come to meetings. You know what I mean? That will be, you know, what anyone else chooses to do, you know what I mean, is entirely up to them. But, you know, the programme that I was taught, you know what I mean, still applies today and whatever the programme, you know what I mean? It's not when we lose a few friends and a few friends die and things like that, do you know what I mean? Sort of like, you know, it's not me that's proved right, it's the programme that's proved right, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, and, you know, so the one thing, you know, that I've always done, you know what I mean? And I've got a life, I've got good things in my life, I've got, you know, go to work, I've worked hard to get to where I've got to, you know what I mean? You know, coming from where I've come from, you know what I mean? You know, it's all... And you got some front. Most of some person in here, you know what I mean? Oh, blimey. If you ever tell the truth, I'll let nothing keep cross. I let myself open. And you were late as well. Oh, that one down and off. Disturbed me. So you know what I mean? I kind of like thought to come in here, thought to stay in here. You know what I mean? Sort of like, went to a very sort of like tough treatment centre. I went to a kind of crazy place first. You know what I mean? Kind of a place where they were kind of like, you know, this. I kind of like go back to where I was taught, was sharing and talking, and that was the kind of message that I was given. You can't have a one-to-one unless you have a mini group. I mean, I didn't even know what day of the week it was. I don't know what fucking mini group is, you know? How could I pull anyone to one side and tell them what was going on with me? You know what I mean? You know, sort of like, you know, all I knew was that I was very angry, you know, and, you know, I didn't know how to tell you. So, I swear again, girl. I'm doing my best. You know, sort of like, and, you know, I mean, you know, a few years ago, you know what I mean? I knew about this programme probably about 8 or 9 years before I actually come to a meeting. There's, you know, quite a few of them, you know, got clean in the early 90s and I used to knock about with them, you know, whatever. One's here tonight, a good friend of mine, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, still clean from the early 90s. And, you know, not a lot of that crowd are still around, you know what I mean? You know, and they kind of dropped the meetings there. One of my first funerals was kind of like one of my close pals, you know, sort of like ended up getting murdered. You know, because I'm one of them people off the council estates that kind of like quite cocky, quite arrogant, quite street, you know, got a chip on my shoulder when I'm out there or whatever, brought it in with me as well, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, so like them kind of situations are realistic for me. You know what I mean? You know, when I'm using and when I'm in my addiction, whether I'm using heroin, crack, coke, you know, I'm waiting to get dumped in the back of a motor. I'm looking round every street corner. You know what I mean? You know, sort of like, I'm on my shoulder. That's the kind of life I lead. You know, whether I think people are out to get me or because of the wrong ones I've done to get drugs or whatever, or turn the wrong people over, you know, I'm always sort of like, you know, I'm always waiting for something around the corner. you know, sort of like, and I kind of live in that state of terror and paranoia, you know, scared, I'm behind my front door, you know what I mean, you know, sort of, I'm too scared to go and nick a packet of meat, you know what I mean, I'm an addict by the end of it, I'm waiting for people to knock on my front door and give me a run, you know what I mean, it weren't champagne, Charlie and loads of birds, you know what I mean, you know, that wasn't my using, you know what I mean, you know, it was half a grams, you know, licking the wrapper, you know what I mean, you know, robbing Peter, pay Paul, you know what I mean, accumulating enemies, you know what I mean, you know, it's sort of like, you know, that's my using, you know what I mean, living off someone else's plate, you know, that was my dinner, you know what I mean, someone said, well, at least you didn't have to go down the dustbin, you know what I mean, you know, it's bad enough when for years, you know what I mean, you're so in your addiction that, you know, you know, at least I know I can leave here tonight and I know what I can go and have whatever what I want within reason, a decent meal, decent something to eat, you know what I mean? You know, it was Mars bars, packets of crisps when I come in here, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, you know, picking the foil out of the bin. I mean, people say, you know, I could never make my gear last. Well, I could, because I didn't like being ill, you know what I mean? I didn't like it, I won't, you know, as much as I like to tell you I'm a strong fella and I'm this and I'm that, you know what I mean? If I don't unpluck it, mate, I'm, you know... I ain't no fucking tough guy, mate. Though you've got to have some kind of like, you know, sort of like, you know, some kind of survival instincts to kind of like, you know what I mean? You know, to kind of like stay in it for so long, you know what I mean? Because I was never one of them. I never spoke about stopping, never spoke about giving up. You know what I mean? You know, sort of like, I'd seen people get clean, like I've mentioned earlier. But I never was one of them addicts. You know what I mean? I used to use my brother and my cousin. We used to take my aunt, we took her to the cleaners. Old age pensioner, worked all her life. You know, she used to get marched over to the bank, over to Barclays Bank, and, you know, she'd get us £20 to go and score. You know, sort of like, you know, she's an old age pensioner. Even though I wasn't physically doing that, you know what I mean, I was part of it. I was part of the scoring and you know what I mean, and everything else, and the encouraging and everything else to sort of like, you know what I mean? Because my arse had gone out of my using. I didn't want to go to prison. You know what I mean? You know, it's all like, you know, I've done one day in the nick for a surety. You know what I mean? And I thought the judge was out of order for doing that. You know what I mean? You know, I thought it was a dream when I was going off to Brixton. You know what I mean? This can't be fucking real. You know what I mean? I got the days wrong. You know what I mean? I didn't turn up because I was scared. You know what I mean? You know, sort of like, you know, and, you know, sitting on the phone looking around for people to get me out, you know what I mean? And I think the old lady that sort of like lived upstairs kind of like, I think my dad done it in the end, but I was kind of like on the old lady upstairs because I knew she had money, you know what I mean? To kind of like, you know, pull up a surety, you know what I mean? 65 years of age, you're running around magistrates' courts or whatever, you know what I mean? To bail me out of Nick, you know what I mean? You know. You know, so, you know, I'm 10 years down the road, but I'm still just as powerless as I walk through the door. You know what I mean? I don't want a return ticket to that madness, you know what I mean? You know, it's all right when you're out your nut, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, well, it was for me anyway, I don't know about anyone else, you know what I mean? You know, it's all right when I've got my head in my hands, I'm in blackout, I'm gouging, I'm pissed, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, you know, whatever. And when you ain't got nothing, you know what I mean? And I had plenty of them days, you know what I mean? It ain't just, having nothing. It's how you feel. It's the weight you're carrying around on your shoulders. You know what I mean? Like today, I can run around. I feel like 6-7 stone in a 12-stone body. You know what I mean? You know, I can dart around the gym, get around 2-3 hour walks. You know, I couldn't even run for a bus. You know what I mean? You know, it's sort of like, if I run for a bus, I thought I was having a heart attack. You know what I mean? You know, it's sort of like, I think about 2 weeks into it, something clicked. I mean, you know what I mean? In Barleywood, something clicked. I can do this. You know what I mean? And that's never changed since. Even though I come out and had a 2-day use up and relapsed and picked up a white key ring in the Soho meeting in Frith Street, I kind of like, my heart was in it. You know what I mean? You know, and it ain't changed. And all I've done, I've worked the steps, I've gone around the steps twice, read the basic text, read the big book. The whole lot of them, not little bits and pieces, not the bits that, you know, a paragraph here and a paragraph here and a step here and a step there. You know what I mean? I read the whole lot as a book. You know, I've got you. You know, it's all like, you know, and, you know, I've got people around me that kind of like, you know, it's all like, you know, one of them, Mike, you know what I mean? You know, he's like, he's 30 years, you know, it's all like, and I kind of like the message he carried, you know what I mean? You know, because, you know, I don't trust easily, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be in here if I, you know what I mean? I don't trust easily. If 10 of you could tell me something, I still wouldn't believe you. You know what I mean? You know, sort of like, you know. But I had one person that I believed in. You know what I mean? Not to, you know, go work for me. Not to give me fucking £500 a week. You know, I had someone that's feedback I trusted. You know what I mean? You know, it would have been around 20 years at the time. You know what I mean? You know, sort of like. But when I heard him talk, I kind of like, I like that. You know what I mean? And sort of like, and he told me the truth. You know what I mean? And I kind of like that too, you know what I mean? You know, and you know what I mean? So since that day, I kind of like, because I didn't have any trust in treatment centres, other counsellors and other addicts, and you know what I mean? You know, I trust the dealer. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want to wait for a dealer, mate. I'll be there in 20 minutes. I'll be there an hour. I'll trust him. You know what I mean? You know, count down from 60 seconds to one, I'll be there. I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. You know what I mean? But coming in here, you know what I mean? You know, it's all, oh, I ain't trusting you, not, you know? You know. But, you know what I mean? I think if we stay in here and we give it time, you know what I mean? And that's one thing I've done, you know what I mean? If I've done one bit of the programme and I ain't done another bit, and if I've done another bit of the programme, the one thing that I've done is I've come to meetings. I'm a true believer and keep coming back. You know what I mean? I've lost good friends that, you know what I mean, didn't want to come back. You know what I mean? You know, they didn't want to, they couldn't, or they didn't want to. You know what I mean? You know, sort of like, and, you know, I got my 10 years through hard work, perseverance, getting up at 4:20 in the morning, getting to meetings, no excuses. You know what I mean? You know, I'll get to a dealer. If I was going to work and I needed to score, I'll get to a dealer. I'll get to one. One way, I'll sneak out of work, get to work late, I'll get there. You know what I mean? And that's what I've done with this programme, you know what I mean? Up 4:20, if I finish at 12:30, it's half an hour to get to the Soho meeting or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, that was, you know. To some people, it's, you know, you're a Nazi, you're a militia, you're, you know, Taliban, whatever you want to call it. I don't think I've ever been called Taliban, but, you know, not no one's ever mentioned it yet anyway, you know what I mean? I come here to stay alive, that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, I've got a killer illness, I've got a wonderful life, I'm going to have a laugh, a joke, crack a few jokes or whatever. You know, I'm not one of them, you know, join the cult or anything like that. You know what I mean? You know, it's all like, I do it because I believe in it, and I do it because it keeps me alive and it keeps me back from that misery. You know what I mean? You know, it's all like, my gutter's my gutter. You know what I mean? I mean, people talk about rock bottom. Rock bottoms to me mean nothing. They don't mean a thing. Because if I don't come to a meeting for two, 3 days, a week, a month, that rock bottom, I'll soon forget it. My head will start telling me how great and wonderful it was, and I can have a use. I'll forget everything you've got told me. I'll forget the steps on the wall, the traditions, you know what I mean? Going to meetings, sharing, picking the phone up. I'll forget all that. You know what I mean? You know, sort of life, and then I'll be on my own. You know what I mean? And just where my illness wants me. You know, so, but anyway, that's enough, isn't it? Sure. No, that's better. Do that. You go. Thank you.